Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening again to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, let us continue to talk about unity within the body of Christ, and I also feel in my spirit that this will probably be the last teaching on unity in this series. Now, Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. Question, upon what rock? Peter? No, not Peter. Do not be as foolish to believe that God is going to build an eternal, spiritual body of called out people or ecclesias, that's what the word church means there, on an earthly, fleshly man. But what rock? Well, upon Christ himself, upon the revelation that Peter had of Christ. Peter said, why, you are the Christ, you are the Son of God. And with this revelation of Christ himself and individuals. Now please note that the body of Christ and not the church as much is comprised of many members and is built on the image of Jesus Christ. But how can Christ build a church out of people in whom there is no revelation of himself? Let me say that again. This is important and this is critical. How can Christ build a church out of people in whom there is no revelation of himself? Just because they gather together does not mean that they will have communion with Christ or with other brothers and sisters that have communion with Christ. Notice that last thought is very important. Herein we see a great desire of Satan to populate the church, that's in quotations, with individuals in whom there is no revelation of Christ. Wow, that is so important. Let me say that again. Herein we see a great desire of Satan, and that is to populate the church, not the body of Christ, with individuals in whom there is no revelation of Christ. This will then be an earthly church, and not a heavenly church, and not a spiritual church, but a fleshly church, but a church that has its own agendas and rules and bylaws and plans and traditions. Just look around. Is that not what we see today? Did you know, my friend, there's over 45,000 Protestant denominations in the world? 45,000 Protestant denominations. Let us be brutally honest here. The church today is not God's intention of a spiritual body of believers being built into a holy habitation for God. Now, this is God's intention for the body of Christ. Now, I'm not sure what God intends for the church other than, to be one of the main vehicles in the earth that the Antichrist will use to gain power and authority in the world, of which the end is always destruction. But God's intention for the body of Christ, praise God, is something much different and something eternally wonderful. Paul writes in Ephesians 2, 18 through 22, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore there is no more foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation, that is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, that rock, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. Now, I do not understand it. It is beyond me why God, when he could live anywhere for all of eternity, in the sky, beyond the sky, in the space, beyond space, yet he chooses to live in our heart as his holy inhabitation forever. Wow. Did you get that? In whom us, you and me, we also are built together, all of it, all of the body of Christ, for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. Wow. If Christ is Christ in you and you are in Christ, then his very life and presence is the individual forms the basis for the unity of the body of Christ. Let me say that again. This is also so important. If Christianity is Christ in you and you in Christ, in which it is, then his very life and presence in the individual forms the basis for the unity of the body of Christ. And my friend, unity, true unity, is only found in Christ Jesus. And it is the, you know, it is the basis, and it's based in him also as our life. You know, you might try to fake that through the law or through a good religious organization, but in the end, only that which is built on Christ can abide. So what is God's goal in unity within the body of Christ? Now, that's a good question. That's an easy one, though. God wants it to, you know, God wants it is his hope and it is intention for his body to be a living expression of his son Jesus Christ. Again, Hebrews 4:19, till Christ be formed in you. But that will only be possible. It cannot happen. It will not happen unless there is some measure of living expression of his, God's Son, Jesus Christ, in the individual that comprises his body. Magic? No. And that, you know, cannot make it happen. Simply because a bunch of people, you know, although well-meaning, profess Christ, go to a church. Oh no, that won't work either. Oh no. We bring Christ, who is in us, to our gatherings, and each contributes the measure of Christ that is within them. And we then share him, Christ, each member of the local body with each other. And everyone benefits, but only if it is the real Christ in spirit and in truth. To God's glory. Imparting unity through rules and traditions and even browbeating members into submission can create order. Yes, it can. I have seen it for decades. But how non-spiritual leaders, and they call it unity, but it is not. It is rules and traditions and, you know, browbeating men and women into a sense of order and purpose. Now, it can maintain their current power structure, oh yeah, and keep certain people in line, but so can any threat of punishment or promise of reward. Is that what God is after? Oh no, my friend, I think not. This is what God is after with the body of Christ. God is after Christ. True Christian unity is the result of individuals who are walking by faith with Christ as their life, all sharing that same Christ with each other for the edification of each other and unto the glory and expression of God. And if this can happen on a face-to-face basis, my friend, then it can happen in the Spirit. Then, and only then, can each person contribute the measure of Christ from out of the life, wow, that they receive from Christ, being released from them to the world, that life of Christ being released from them to their brothers and sisters in unity with Christ. And only then can that happen. I will tell you, my friend, there's not much unity in the church that I have observed in my 70 years. But there's a lot of religion, and there's a lot of organization, and there's a lot of things, and people call that unity, but it is not unity, my friend. It is not unity in Christ. It is control, and it's manipulation, and that is not what God is after. God is after Christ being formed in us, which is our hope of glory. God is till Christ be formed in you, and the more that Christ is formed in us, the more that we will be able to have unity with him, with God, and with our brothers and sisters. Do not ever expect to have unity. I can tell you, church after church, they have these rules and regulations, but they don't have Christ, and they know not unity, and they can't understand why things always melt down and this problem and that problem. Well, I will tell you, once you have Christ in you, then God will be able to work in your life, and things will just work out fine. Amen. Next week, I would like to start a new series looking at the two questions for truth. Everyone seems to have their own truth today, especially after they read the Bible. But no, my friend, truth is always from God's perspective and is always progressive. Two questions of truth. More next week. God bless. I'll talk to you later. Have a great week. Amen.